On Meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Matthew 5:4. The following is from St. Ambrose. We must accustom ourselves to perform all our actions with quiet serenity. Force of habit can correct or subdue the most obstinate bad temper. But because some are naturally so impetuous and violent that it is difficult to effect an immediate cure, it would be as well to reflect on the motives which engender impatience in order to induce us to effect a gradual cure. When ebullitions of passion come upon us so suddenly that there is no time for reflection, we must at least try to soothe them if we cannot immediately master them. It is sometimes proper to make a desperate effort, but we must always try to conquer by degrees, more especially when the first bursts of impatience or anger assail us. It is recommended in Holy Writ, give time for anger to evaporate and then extinguish it entirely. We must not only do what we can to prevent our getting into a passion, but we must use greater efforts to subdue it when it does come on. Those little outbursts of petulance which are more amusing than bitter are innocent in children. They fire up and are appeased in a moment, and all is soon forgotten. Let us not be ashamed to imitate them in this. For does not our Savior say, if you do not become as little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? Never answer an angry person with a haughty haste. If he be ill-tempered, why fall into the same fault? When two flinty stones are quickly rubbed together, sparks will fly out. If you cannot cure anger by those means which a calmer judgment would suggest, you must have recourse to a stratagem. Patience is a great assistant, for time softens the most violent passion. If we should be exposed to the provocations of a person who is continually having recourse to sharp, impertinent answers, and we feel that we have not sufficient command over our own temper, we can at least moderate our tongue by keeping silent. Holy Scripture gives us this advice, suffer in silence and do not have recourse to sharp retorts. You can then seek reconciliation and do your best to make it lasting. We have a noble example in the conduct of Jacob. His first care was to keep his mind free from any temptation to break the precept of meekness. If you have not the strength of mind to do this, at any rate you can bridle your tongue and allow no bitter reply to escape your lips. When you have taken all such precautions, you will find that more is to be done to secure a mild and even temper. Would you wish to know how to act when any injury or affront is imposed on you? Above all, do not return evil for evil. Pay no attention to the malice of another. There is no occasion to be wicked because another is wicked. Take care to preserve self-respect and do nothing which might be a reproach for you afterwards. The heathens have often quoted a sensible reply of one of their philosophers. One of his attendants had greatly displeased him by an act of gross injustice. "Go, unhappy man," said he, "how severely would I punish you were I not angry?" King David acted in a similar way. At a time when he was tempted to inflict vengeance, he gained a complete victory over his temper by not uttering a single word to those who had wronged him. Abigail, by her entreaties, calmed that gentle prince who was at the head of his soldiers and who was on his road to avenge the insults of Nabal. It is a sure sign of a noble disposition if you listen to sincere petitions and grant what is demanded of you. David always felt rejoiced when he forgave his enemies, and he praised the cleverness of that woman who so well knew his tenderness of heart that she obtained all she sought for. That royal prophet was not insensible to injury, for he cries out, "I am hurt at what evil-disposed persons have said. Had I consulted my evil genius, I should have rejoiced to inflict vengeance." But this glorious and pacific king, on second thoughts, continues to say, "Oh, who will give me the wings of the dove that I may seek peace and flight?" And notwithstanding all their insults and outrages, he preferred to remain in peace. He says in another place, "Be angry, but sin not." This is a moral precept which teaches us to allay any little asperity which we cannot altogether stifle. St. Augustine says, "Meekness preserves within us the image of God, but anger blots it out. If any hard or cutting words should inadvertently escape from your lips, apply the remedy and cure from the same mouth that caused so sensitive a wound."